McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1-800-50-1111. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Okay, now, I've got to move on. Where's that one that we've got here? We were going to talk about alcohol. That's what it was, yeah. Okay. Now, there have been 115 deaths so far this year, and that includes two deaths over the bank holiday weekend. 115, and by the way, two is not unusual for bank holiday weekend. It usually can be a lot more than that. 115 deaths. Can you imagine how many lives are devastated by alcohol, of course, as well, involved in a lot of these? And I think we're all at a loss when it comes to these numbers. But let's be clear, and I've said this a million times before, when you've got 2.2 million vehicles on the road, you cannot be surprised that at some point they're going to run into each other, unless we get to a point where we have all got autonomous vehicles and perfect autonomy where they don't actually hit each other. Anyway, Alcohol Action Ireland is saying that a 15% increase in the price of alcohol is now needed to combat the rising number of road deaths. Let's be clear, by the way, the 115 deaths on the road are not caused by alcohol. Alcohol can be a contributing factor in some of them. It's not the leading factor, by the way. Speed, bad driving are all kind of leading factors. But alcohol is a factor. In saying that, I'm not too sure where this comes from, but Alcohol Action Ireland is saying that a 15% increase in the price of alcohol is needed to combat the rising number of new road deaths. The AAI says increasing excise on drink in budget 2025 will directly reduce the number of road fatalities. Yesterday morning, in Garda Síochána announced that 127 people were arrested for intoxicated driving over the bank holiday weekend. Another very disappointing figure. That's 127 people were caught, by the way. Thousands more risked it and didn't get caught. I'm wondering what you think it is. You know, I'm all for, you know, I think people should lose their license if they're caught drink driving. But do you really believe that by increasing the price of drink, it is going to stop people drink driving? And by increasing the price of the drink, we're going to reduce the amount of road deaths? I'm not too sure the funding that goes to Alcohol Action Ireland, where it comes from, who come up with this bright idea that somehow that's going to increase. Like, for example, they talked about the sugar tax going back 2 years ago. They based it on research in Scotland because Scotland introduced a sugar tax before we did. So they put up the price, as you know, of a bottle of Coke if it's not sugar-free. It's more expensive than the one that's sugar-free. And the whole idea was to tackle obesity in young people. It made no difference whatsoever. And the research from Scotland now shows that it made no difference to sales. The only thing it did was gave extra money to the government. It didn't make any difference to the amount. Like, for example, I buy Red Bull and I wouldn't buy the sugar-free one because I'm allergic to aspartamine. That's why I don't buy the sugar-free one, because the aspartamine gives me stomach cramps. So I buy the regular one, the sugar one. I'm being penalised because I'm allergic to aspartamine, which is wrong, by the way. It's discrimination as far as I'm concerned. But it doesn't stop me from buying the sugared version. It's an extra 15 cent, but I don't care, because I prefer the sugar version anyway. I don't like the taste of the artificial flavouring or artificial sugar one. It's nonsense. It doesn't make a difference. It's not working. It's just a stealth tax. And to be honest with you, Alcohol Action Ireland, I normally don't give my opinion on the topic at the very start, but I'm giving my opinion on this one. I think it's nonsense. I think the idea of charging people more for alcohol could be done for a million reasons, but this isn't one of them. I don't think it'll make one ounce of a difference to the amount of people that die on the roads. But however, maybe you believe differently. Will that really stop the road carnage? Then again, I suppose the argument is, if it just stopped one death, would it be worth it? Or is the problem much deeper? Do we need to address societal reasons as to why people want to drink and drive? Let me know what you think. Will more expensive alcohol reduce the road deaths? Sorry, let me go back to Martin just on this, because he has an opinion on it. Martin, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, Martin, do you honestly believe that, you know, charging 15% extra for alcohol is going to reduce the road deaths?
No, of course it won't.
To be honest with you, I think it's such a ridiculous idea, to be honest with you.
The vast majority of road deaths are not caused by alcohol. Yes, alcohol is a contributing factor in some of them. But, I mean, discussed this with you before, Niall. I put up vapid mileage every week. I'd say it's down to road conditions, improper signage. I think we should have a proper driver's education program in our schools. You have all these, in my opinion, lunatics jumping up and down wanting to teach children about all kinds of things that are not really, they're not life skills, they're not things that really, they don't contribute anything. If a person is gay, they're gay. If they're straight, they're straight. If whatever, let them be that. We don't need to saturate society with all these notions. I think children should be taught to drive. It's a life skill for the vast, well, maybe not the vast majority, but for most people, certainly most families, there'll be at least one driver within that family. Normally the man, quite often there'll be two cars. The idea that putting another tax on alcohol will sort the problem is just it's another Irish solution to an Irish problem.
Who pays people to come up with these ideas? Somebody pays people to come up with these ideas.
It's an NGO. I mean, you know, well, what more?
Yeah, we better come up with something, I suppose.
Yeah, they have to come up with something to justify their existence. It's not going to work. I mean, I think I've discussed this with you before, Niall. I remember when I got my first car. If I took a 60-mile journey, and I'm using miles because that's I'm going back to the, you know, to the mid to late 70s. If I was doing 60 miles an hour in that car, I felt every tiny pebble on the road. I felt every tiny bump. You were connected with the road. What I mean is you could feel it. You had an understanding of how fast you were traveling. Now, with cars today, you know, people get into them and they're driving around in armchairs. Oh, yeah. I have seen people watching videos in their car.
Yep.
They pull up with traffic lights and there's a video playing on the screen in front of them. Now, I'm not saying that they're watching the video all the time while they're driving along, but it's
distraction.
It's a distraction.
Okay, we'll stay there for a second, Martin. Let me just go to Fiona. I have to get through people quickly. Fiona, hi. How are you?
Hi, mate.
How are you doing? Fiona, do you believe by increasing the price of alcohol we're going to stop road deaths?
Absolutely not.
Mm.
It's to me, no, that's another stupid question. Do you know?
It seems like a barmy idea, to be honest with you.
Isn't it? Yeah, oh, it's just another, what else will they come up with to put a tax on? It's a rubbish. What's that kind of, like, that man makes more sense.
Mm.
Between our bad roads, I mean, if somebody from another country comes over here and drives and rents a car, they get out about 20 times on their journey to see if they have a puncture.
Yeah.
They're not used to our roads at all. So, like, throw a bit of that in. So if they fix the roads, maybe that would be the solution.
Well, driver education is the solution. But here's the thing, right?
It is. That's another solution. But putting, like, in the name of God, putting tax on it. Here we go again.
You are never, ever going to have a situation where we're going to have zero road deaths in a year. This is just not going to happen. And you know what? My condolences to all the people who have lost people on the roads or have been maimed or whatever.
100%.
Yeah. But when you've got 2.2 million cars on the road or vehicles on the road, at some point, the laws of statistics will tell you they're going to hit each other. And when you look back at the 1980s, for example, when we had half the amount of cars that we have on the roads now, on an average year, you would have had 800 or 900 road deaths. We're in a much better place. We're a quarter of what we would have had 20 years ago. So, you know, the idea that we can get it down to some level of zero is nothing more than a nonsense. Yes, we should reduce it as much as we can. We should educate drivers more. But it's never going to be perfect. The idea that you increase the price of the alcohol... No, just tackle the drunk drivers.
No, are they inspecting the cars like they did long ago? You know, the way the safety of the cars long ago and the conditions of them.
Mm.
So maybe it's because you will see a lot of old cars back on the road again today.
Yep. I mean, when the guards stopped, and I don't see as many checkpoints as I used to years and years ago, by the way, for guards stopping for drink driving. But when a guard stops you and he's checking you, you know, your breath, is he going to ask you how much you paid for the pint? You know what I mean? It's just like the price you're paying for it.
Yeah.
It's not going to make... So in an average point, it'll be 15% more, which means instead of £6.50 or whatever it is, it'll be £7 or whatever. So what difference does that make? That's not going to make an ounce of difference.
No.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to James. Let's get two more people before I get to the end of the show. James, hi.
Hi, Niall, and hi to all the guests there.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to make a difference, James?
It's not really. Where is this tax money going? Is it going into Irish water or this and that? When they should surely be spending, if they're going to increase the pint and the cans and the bottles, should it not be fucking investing in treatment centres? People are crying out for treatment.
Hmm. They should be investing in treatment. Yeah, well, and all that kind of thing. But here's the thing. The money you're talking about being ring-fenced is what you're saying. But why would you even increase the price of alcohol?
And if I said it is going to lead to more... If I said drink is... It used to be kind of cheap here till they introduced not a minimum pricing.
Right, okay.
And sure, what did that do? The minimum pricing? Sure,
no,
people that were buying cheap drink...
But the best example was putting a tax 2 years ago on soft drinks with sugar in them to tackle obesity. Should have made no difference. It's not going to make any difference.
That's insane to lead to more robbing inside an office and something this and that. Yeah,
absolutely.
If you were buying there like slabs of cans there a few years back there, you might get for 20, it's nearly up to 40 or I don't know to get it. And then with the can deposit scheme and this and that.
That's a joke. There was a poll by Ireland Thinks that during the week that said something like, I don't know, 80% of people or something like that, around that figure, agree with the deposit scheme. And I said, that's an absolute bullshit poll. What it means essentially is 80% of people feel they have no choice. Nobody agrees with it. Everybody thinks it's a stupid idea that we're being double charged for taxation for bringing back your bottles. Sorry, Martin, you wanted to say something briefly before I go?
Yeah, sorry, very, very quickly, very quickly. This whole notion points up the hypocrisy to me. We've had this discussion before. Why do we have a parliament with a bar in the at least one, possibly two? I don't know.
Two, I think, yeah.
I don't know now.
It's a nice bar.
This infuriates me. The parliament, our seat of government, you know, where laws are constructed and passed and made, they have a bar. Why is there a bar in our parliament? Yeah. It's hypocrisy. They tell us, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that, we'll tax you, we'll do it. And yet, in the bar in the Dáil, as far as I know, it's subsidised. I don't think the alcohol is sold at a commercial rate.
No, it's very cheap.
I mean, the stupidity and the hypocrisy is absolutely mind blowing to me. I'm amazed that people can't see this and just say, "Nah, when they come looking for your vote, get this sorted."
Yes, sir, James.
And the same there to Martin, the army barracks there. You get cheap drink up there. And you should look at all the blackguarding that was going on up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, hang on. Let me just go to Eddie quickly before I go to the news again. Eddie, hi. How are you?
How are you, Niall? You just touched on something that I was going to say. In 2018, we brought the sugar sweetener tax in. I think it was something like 24 cents per hectolitre, whatever the fuck a hectolitre is. And then they went in on it again in 2019 and increased it again. Because they said by 2028, Ireland will be the most obese country in Europe. Hasn't made a blind bit of difference. We're a nation of fatties anyway.
No.
We should be able to govern ourselves in terms of what we consume without being told by a nanny state, you know. It's not going to make a blind bit of difference. I'm telling you now, there's somebody in government, right, and they're given commission to come up with these daft ideas to find ways to tax us more. They do it all the time, sugar sweetener tax, and now a bleeding tax on alcohol to bring it up where... They don't work. It's just another ruse to get money in the government coffers.
Yeah, well, this is Alcohol Action Ireland, which clearly are obviously an NGO. But they're the ones saying it, that to reduce road deaths, we need to increase the price of alcohol by 15%.
I read in a paper today, they've actually come out and said, if we increase it by 15%, we'll be able to knock down deaths by a certain number.
That's bullshit.
And they actually had a number. And I was going, how can you correlate that to that? Like, it's just... No, it's pure rubbish. Pulling figures out of arse and putting them in the paper and all gullible Joe Sovs goes, okay, get over. It's just another way of putting money in the government coffers. That's all it is. Mm. And we're the mugs that are paid for it.
Yeah, sorry, Martin.
No, I'm just saying Eddie's absolutely right. It's nonsense. It's just, it's another way, it's another tax. It's just a way for the government to screw the rest of us, if you pardon the French. It's not going to work. And the people who are proposing this, if it goes through, are they prepared to say, right, if it doesn't work, if we don't reduce road deaths by doing this, I'll give up my job. I'll retire. I won't take a pension. I'll just go on.
Well, I tell you now, if they did this and road deaths went down directly because of this, and we could prove because it was this, because of this, I'd eat me hat. Because this is...
Yeah, but
Jane, you need to get somebody from Action, or Alcohol Action Ireland on. Where they got these figures from.
If they increase it by 15% and the debts don't go down and they're approved wrong, the beer won't drop back down. It'll stay at that price.
But here, we already did that with the sugar tax. Scotland have done the research now because they brought in a year before us or 2 years before us, right? They did the research and they showed that it had made no difference to sales whatsoever. The same amount of people still bought drinks with sugar in it. They didn't, you know, suddenly convert to non-sugar drinks because of the tax on the sugar drinks, right? So it made zero difference. Yet we still brought it in.
But the price still stayed at the higher rate. Yeah. After making zero difference, it didn't drop back down and go, sorry.
I should take a test case against the government because I buy drinks with sugar in it, be it Coca-Cola or Red Bull or whatever, because I'm allergic to artificial sweeteners. Right, if I drink artificial sweeteners, I get really bad stomach cramps. Right, so I'm allergic to aspartame. I'm not the only one. A lot of people are allergic to aspartame.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan,
Ireland's classic hits radio.